This is Blown Off on 95.1 WAPE.
This is Janine. Hi, Janine. Good morning. How are you?
Hi. How's it going?
Great. Great. Thanks so much for calling the Big 8 Morning Mass. Janine, are you a victim of... Are you getting blown off?
Yeah, I guess that's kind of what I'm dealing with right now.
Okay.
I wanted to get some advice.
Yeah, no, well, we're here to not only advise, but hopefully rectify.
Yes.
Great.
Okay.
She's looking forward to it.
She's like, can we talk about me for a minute? Yeah, tell us your who's the guy? What's the guy's name?
Well, his name is Matt, and so I work at a pottery shop. Like, I don't know if you've heard of those paint-your-own-pottery kind of places.
Oh, yeah, I love those
places. Yeah, it's super fun.
That's cool.
Anyways, you know, one day we're in there, and I saw this guy walk in with his kid, and he was definitely kind of cute. We were kind of talking about him. And,
the kid or the dad?
It was his dad, yeah.
Okay.
So he came in, I guess I'm assuming it was his kid. And, you know, they're sitting there, and, you know, we kind of are making eyes, and I kind of go over there. I notice, like, he doesn't have a ring on, but I don't know the scenario. Anyways.
Right.
You know, by the time he leaves, we end up kind of chatting a little bit, and I just kind of, you know, wanted to probe a little to kind of see, and I didn't see a wedding ring, so I just, you know, kind of, as he was leaving, I said, well, you should bring your wife in. We're going to have an ornament, you know. We had, like, a special event coming up.
Oh, that's sly. Yeah, good job.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just kind of threw that out there, and he said, oh, actually, you know, I don't have a wife. I'm not married. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, you know, hopefully you'll come back around. You know, we always have special events, and I gave him a calendar. Anyways, he actually ended up coming back inside the store and asking me out, which I thought was kind of cool.
Nice.
Got the hint.
That's great.
That's awesome.
And so basically we've been dating. You know, long story short, we've been dating. It's been really great. You know, going on dates, hanging out a lot. He's staying over at his house. And kind of more recently, it's just kind of, I feel like he's just been less responsive, hasn't really been answering my texts as fast or, you know, phone calls and stuff like that. So I don't know, it feels like things have kind of gone flat and I don't really understand why.
Oh, no.
We have a connection and for some reason he's just kind of backing off and I'm really kind of confused. So I just feel like I need a little perspective here.
Like the kiln of your desire isn't as hot anymore.
I guess you could say that.
That was a pottery metaphor.
Oh, my God. Okay. I didn't even get that.
Okay, never mind. Whatever. All right, let's call Matt and find out what's going on. Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, is this Matt?
Yes, this is.
Matt, hey. Oh, hi, Matt. My name's Mark Kay. I'm here with Megan. We're from 95.1 WAPE.
Hi, Matt.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm sorry, you guys, you're from the radio station?
Yes. Have you ever listened to it?
Yeah, I think I've heard it, you know, I mean, a couple times.
Oh, good. Okay.
Did I win something?
No.
If I had a dime for every time someone asked that question.
Really?
I'd have a lot of dimes.
We're actually calling you. We had a question for you about a girl that you went out with. Her name is Janine.
Oh, okay.
You know who we're talking about?
I do, actually.
Oh, okay. Why do you think that you're blowing her off?
Wait, so you're... Okay, let me just get this straight. So Janine contacted you?
Yes.
To call me and ask me if I was blowing her off?
Yes.
Wow. That kind of confuses me because I feel like, actually, I'm a lot more into her than she is into me, quite frankly. I guess lately I felt like maybe she's not really in this relationship 100%. And
are you talking? What do you
I'm
mean?
Sorry?
I approached you. I asked you out, basically.
Janine, you're on the phone?
Hi.
Have you been listening to me this whole time?
Yeah.
Why would you say
I'm
that
not into
I was
you.
Blowing you off?
He's, like, haven't been answering my texts. You haven't been, like, calling me as much.
Is there some reason, Matt, why...
I feel so confused right
now. I am,
too. What is even happening?
Matt, is there some reason why you feel like Janine's not that into you?
Look, guys, I mean, I have a 10-year-old son. You know, that's a huge part of my life.
Uh-huh. That's good.
And I feel like she's not as committed to being present with him.
So, Janine, is that true? Are you not into Matt's kid?
I don't know that kid? I mean,
what?
Janine said, I don't know that kid. Which leads us to believe maybe he's onto something. Janine, do you not like Matt's kid for some reason?
No, he's a perfectly cool kid. I mean, what am I supposed to do? I like Matt, and I don't want to get in the way of anything. Like, that's his kid with his ex-wife.
You knew that I had a son when we started dating, and I don't understand why all of a sudden now you are pulling back.
I just, he's not my kid.
What happens when you guys are around, or when Janine is around your son, Matt? Is she just kind of like quiet? Does she ignore him? Or like, what happens?
She's like, get away from me. You're not my kid.
Yeah. Like, what, how does she react?
I mean, she's even just been on the phone. I mean, she's completely not present, you know, or she'll leave the room. She kind of like she'll stay away. He's even asked me, you know, I mean, I think he's gotten a little self-conscious, because it's become kind of obvious that she doesn't want to spend any time with him when we're together.
Is he like Janine? Is he like a creepy kid?
I mean, no. I don't know. I'm not really into kids. I mean, kids are kind of weird. But
I don't understand why you even started dating me.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you knew he had a son.
I mean, can I not like you?
Right. She likes you, not your kid.
Yeah, but it's a package deal. You kind of have to accept that.
I don't want to, mess anything up. I don't want to try to get this kid attached to me. I don't feel comfortable in this situation. I'm not dating your kid. I'm dating you.
You know, but here's the thing, though, too, is that you know, he has a mom, okay? I'm not asking you to step in to be a mom role. I'm just asking you to be present and be, you know, a positive, you know, influence around him and want to be engaged.
So, Janine, going forward in an ideal situation, you would like to continue to date Matt, just not interact with his kid.
I know that he has a kid and he has to be around and stuff. I just feel like I need time to I've never dated anyone with a kid. This is weird.
You just don't want the kid around.
I understand he has to be around sometimes. I need time to understand how to interact with him.
Okay.
And I don't know.
Okay. All right. Hang on one second, you two. 340-9595, 800-475-9595. I feel this relationship's pretty much over.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess.